everybody has the next best step of what they do to move forward with these esoteric questions like out-of-body experiences and time travel and past lives and cool stuff, karma. And you can read a bunch of books on it, and some of the books will be accurate and some won't. Most of them are not. So be careful there. But I think it's just so different for everybody of how we get these aha moments, but it all happens in the now, in our state of consciousness, which means what we are aware of. And so the more we can just go in and do some kind of spiritual exercise every day, just play with some, all kinds of things you can do with your imagination, and you'd be surprised of somehow that moves you into an actual experience that's just not, it's not the imagination, but it's really real, just like this, and you're, whoa, pretty trippy. So is every spiritual, can hold on one second on hold, I'll be right there. With every spiritual discipline that's ever been disciplined, the number one thing is go within. So not without, not do a book, which is fine. You can do seminars or take a course in remote viewing and stuff. It's all interesting. But where the action is inside. Close your eyes and figure out who you are, soul, what the mind's about. Learn the difference between the you and the mind and keep going deeper and deeper and deeper. And you'll uncover all kinds of things, and you'll see for yourself and not just read something in a book, because then you don't really know what to do with that. But it's fun. Okay, on the phone, who might this be?
This is Robert.
Houston, do we have a problem?
Yeah, I'm getting tired of hearing you talk, so I figured I'd better get the ball rolling here.
Okay.
Get started.
Nice to have you. Get tired, Robert. What are you doing?
Well, you can't take off Monday. What are we going to do out here, the loyal One Radio Network listeners?
I don't know.
What are we going to do? We're going to have to go do something else.
Well, what we'll do is we'll find a really cool archive from our 2,500 shows that I'm possibly you never heard, and we'll play that.
Okay, that's a good idea.
We'll find something really fun. Do you know we do have 2,500 archives that you can look in our search engine, and boy, I looked through there. We've had some pretty cool people over the last 12 years. Lots.
I've done that.
Have you?
Oh yeah.
What do you do? Do you just put in like things that you're interested in, like thyroid or whatever?
I haven't tried that. I tried putting guest names in. But I wish yours was a little more like Google, where you can get close and it'll straighten it out.
Come on.
You got to really just put the right words
there. There's a break here, you know, just we're a small town.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, you got to spell it. That's right. That's right, Robert. Just Google the name and make sure you're spelling it correctly and then put it in there, and you'll find it if you spell it correctly. But if you don't spell it correctly, you're right. It won't find it.
Yeah, Google got us spoiled. I mean, it's amazing.
They've got a few more.
You can almost read your mind, you know.
They've got a few more. They do. They trust me. I was watching a thing, a Netflix thing called, it was all about Snowden and all about the NSA and all about, if you could see some of the stuff that's going on with the NSA and compiling all this information on us. Every search that we've ever done, every search that we've ever done in Google's, there's a record of that.
For each individual.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why I can kind of see where you're going, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And what they can do, and then they can tie these up with, and they do, it's pretty interesting, they tie it up with your debit card, right, and your credit card. And your gasoline, trust me, this is how sophisticated it is, where you buy gas. So if they ever decide that Robert is a terrorist or something like that, which you're not, they can go into the big NSA thing, which they got 4,000 million acres in Utah or something, all these massive computers, and kind of get a profile of where you go every day. And also people that you hang out with, because of they might go to the same restaurant. I mean, it is so Orwellian. Oh, my goodness. But they're not going to mess with us because we don't offer any threat to anybody. So we can move on from that.
Yeah, that kind of worries me because it's good that you want them to get the bad guys, but, you know, you don't want them to be hindering, you know, whatever we're doing. So it's kind of a double-edged sword, all this technology.
But you're not doing anything. You're not doing anything nefarious. Just, you know, obey the law, you'll be fine, and I'll be fine. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that brings up my next topic.
Oh.
I mean, I'm starting to count the people who passed away, and I'm starting to see a pattern that it's kind of hazardous to one's health to be on your radio show.
Come on. That wasn't very good. Well, we've had thousands of people on,
Gonzalez,
and we only lost two.
Janet, Andreas.
That's true.
Moritz. I mean, I could make a list of people.
Well, we just interviewed a lot of people. That doesn't.
I know.
I know you're being silly. That's true, though. Andreas Moritz,
yeah.
Right? Oh, also, what's his guy? The raw meat guy. What's his name?
Andreas van der Planet.
Angenus van der Planets, right?
Is he the one that fell off something? Or?
Yeah, I think he fell off a balcony somewhere in Thailand or something.
Mm-hmm.
So Andreas Moritz. He passed on.
The gallbladder guy.
John Agnes, God lover, Janet Perry, Gonzalez. Dr. Huggins.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Andy, of course.
Andrew Goss, and now Wayne Blakely.
And one Wayne, I wanted to talk about Wayne. Not bad, but, you know.
Sure.
The rest of the story, you know. I didn't know he had diabetes because the email didn't explain it much, and I'll call up there. And I realize what's done is done and what's gone is gone, but it's nice to know, you know, how things happen, you know.
Right.
Anything we can learn, you know, if
there's
something, as Jennifer Daniels says, you know. The email said that he had diabetes, which is okay. I got it. I mean, I don't know if I have it or not, but it didn't say whether that. She said he tried to do it naturally, help me out here, but it didn't say that's what caused his death or anything.
Yeah, I'm not sure. She's being a bit secretive about it. I guess she just feels a little bit, she doesn't want to put everything out there just because she's a private person, his wife, you know. It's understandable, so that's cool. But what I understand was that Wayne had a long-term in the category of type 1 kind of thing, where
he had the bad one, the born with one.
I don't know. Let's not.
Type 1 is the one you're born with. You need insulin, more or less.
Well, though some people develop type 1 too, so we can't assume. So I don't know.
Really, I've never heard develop type 1.
Oh yeah, you can develop in type.
Develop type 2, right? You know the difference, type 1, type 2.
Yeah, but you can develop into type 1 where you really need to get some insulin to survive. It's just a worse. It's just the same thing. It's just an imbalance in blood sugar and pancreas, and something's not right, and it's just more extreme than the others. But they're all the same, you know. It's all the same.
When we get a medical expert on MASH or whatever, we'll explain that. I'll Google that later.
Well, I just explained it to you. It's no more complicated than that. Okay. Anyway, so anyway, I think that what it was, though, he never really wanted to do the mainstream thing and the insulin. He never wanted to do that. So he was always managing it through natural ways, and he went to Missouri. Remember, he was gone for about 3 months, and he was
doing the pig research and all that.
Yeah, he's doing the pig research, and he really, because I talked to him often when he was there, and he just couldn't believe of how toxic this area was with all of the spraying going on all the farms around that he was. He said it was just terrible, and the water was terrible. They could hardly even clean it, and it was very stressful because of the situation. He was kind of lied to about the interest in the pig thing, and it was a lot of bureaucracy, so it was very frustrating. And I guess all that put together, and also living out of a suitcase, he got real sick there. And when he got back, I talked to him the week before he left. He had to quit the conversation right in the middle, which is, for Wayne, is like, you know, he's a talker, right? And and he just said, Patrick, I can't even talk anymore. I feel so bad, and so that's the last time I talked to him. So I think that I'm just conjecturing here. I don't know, but I'm just theory. You know, if I had to make up a story, that he really got clobbered when he went to Missouri, and that kind of catapulted, and it probably knocked him off. You know, combined with the blood sugar thing, and just took him out. You know, just took him out.
Now that makes sense. The way you described it, that kind of sounds like pieces of the puzzle there.
Again, it's just my opinion. I don't know if that's what happened. Who knows?
Sure, yeah.
You know what I'm saying. But I would guess.
Just based on what you know, that sounds, yeah.
I mean, it sounds reasonable,
because
right?
She did say in the email, spiral downhill. It's kind of, he went downhill a little bit, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he went pretty fast. But he was also very sensitive, and I suspect it's part of the liver, you know, the pancreas and all that stuff that goes on. But he was always really sensitive to chemicals his whole life, you know.
You know, when you were describing that, I don't know how I slept last night or what happened, but I woke up and ran the replay a little bit of the Astros winning, hitting a couple home runs, and I got emotional and put a tear in my eye. And when you were describing that little situation with Wayne on the phone and that, I almost felt like I was there, and I got butterflies in my stomach, and my eyes are watering up.
Oh, well,
getting real emotional here lately.
Well, it's good for you. It's good detox. It's good for you. Yeah.
Well, you know how you can put yourself in a position. That's why when you hear stuff, you know, you're not there, but you can you can identify what's the word.
Sure.
Saying it's all common what people do, but you can, just like when you watch a movie, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
The dog died.
I just hate it when they do the dog thing. I can't stand it. You know, people, I'm not,
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? People, I don't care. Let them die. But boy, when the dogs do the thing, oh my goodness. It's like, you're the same way with dogs, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you are. Yeah.
I had a thought I was going to say. Well, that sounds like me and you, man. We can't leave our home. If we have to leave without our sauna, cobalamin tonic, oxygen, hydrogen machine, we'll be dead in 2 weeks, man.
No, don't think like that, Robert.
Is Patrick driving in a Prius got his hydrogen machine?
I told you don't think like that. That's right. That'd be cool, wouldn't it? That'd be a great video. And just get a little, plugging it into the battery and just doing your hydrogen machine, you know.
Yeah.
That's good.
Not Portlandia, Dripping Springlandia.
Dripping Springsland.
Hydrogen machine on the car, sauna in the back.
That's right.
The dog rebounding in the back seat.
Well, Doodle's in the back. That's where she hangs. And yeah.
Is the Prius still down?
No, the Prius is up and running. It costs a few bucks to get her going, but she had a few things that, so God love her, just knock on wood. Just hope it keeps going for a while.
Well, maybe God was doing for you what you couldn't do for yourself. He was trying to kill it.
Come on, I love my Prius. Okay.
Well. Yep. Well, Wayne will live on.
So you're up.
Probiotics will still be going. The family knows. And
Are you still drinking? I know that you started drinking a bunch of milk. Are you still doing that?
Oh, good. I'm glad you mentioned it, because I was thinking about going down I've been doing it for years off and on.
Oh, good.
I was doing the goat first. And then, because these are individual people who usually do it, you know, so they kind of come and go. Usually girls start doing it when they have children, because they don't want to be giving them, you know, formula and store milk. And then things will change and they'll stop doing it. So I've been through different suppliers, because it's, you know, it's you can't sell it in a store unless you're licensed. And even in a store, you can't sell it. So, but anyway, I'm telling people. But anyway, so I've been on goat. Then I went to cow. And these were supposed to be Jersey cows, A2.
Mm-hmm.
It's too complicated to test, expensive, and maybe they don't want to tell you. So I've been back on goat milk for about a year and a half. And I was actually thinking about going down and getting some cow milk.
Well, if you do good with goat, though, you know, I wouldn't. If you're doing good with goat, but you do good with it. You digest it, no stomach problems, nothing. It's good.
Well, I seem to test for it when I do energy testing. Last I tested good for goat milk, and then cow milk didn't test good. But these things change, like you were saying the other day. I picked up, you were saying, well, I'm doing this milk now, but that's for now.
Yeah, you never know. You never know.
So I did want to talk about the heating and all that, and you know I'm a stickler for details, but I believe there is a right way and wrong way. Let me take that word back. Not right way and wrong way. There may be a
best way,
different way.
Right.
Just like me and you're using the cardamom powder, and then she's saying use the pods now.
Oh yeah, that reminds me. I gotta get some pods. Yeah, let me do that. And sticks. She likes sticks too instead of the powder.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just a more whole natural form of it. Makes sense. You know, I'm sure.
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm sure the powder works just fine.
Yeah. Powder's probably good, right?
Oh, yeah. Just fine. It's just always something. You know, you can always take another step, Robert, you know.
That cardamom's a unique taste. I mean, mm-hmm. I've made curry, but I've never made cardamom by itself. I've always seen it at Whole Foods. So it's supposed to be the queen of Ayurvedic herbs.
Cardamom? Really?
That's what it said on a Google search, the queen of
well,
herbs.
If Google said it, you know it's right.
Yeah, just like, you know, ginseng is the king of the right. Chinese herbs, and ashwagandha is one of the...
ashwagandha.
So anyway, how you like that cardamom taste?
Oh, I love it. Cinnamon, cardamom, turmeric. And I'm doing at night, I do cinnamon, cardamom, turmeric, and nutmeg. That's the nighttime formula.
Nutmeg strong.
Mm-hmm. That'll help you sleep. That's a kind of a narcotic, actually.
You must be just putting a dash in.
I sprinkle a bit in. You know me. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now, you're doing goat or cow?
I'm doing cow for the moment, but I don't know if you heard. You probably just tuned in. Did you hear me talking about, I think I had a little food poisoning last night?
I didn't catch that part.
I went through about 2 or 3 hours of, thought I was going to die. And I know it was the milk, but so I'm going to get some tested today and kinesiology, and I don't know what happened, but I don't know. I just, it's unknown right now. I thought.
But you didn't answer my question. It's cow milk you're doing now, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. I've been trying to keep track with you, but you're like me, switching around. So you were doing goat, then you were doing cow. And, The reason I wanted to call because I was thinking when you buy yours, since this is fresh, raw, unpasteurized, it has a tendency to spoil quicker. Obviously, it's not pasteurized, which is going to be on a shelf in Walmart for 3 weeks. How much do you buy, and how do you keep yours, and how's your experience with that?
I'm pretty new at it, but the last time I got it, I got 4 half-gallons, and they were perfectly fresh after 2 weeks. I think they'll last 3 weeks or so fresh, maybe even longer. But then, you know, just buy enough for, you know, turn it over as quickly as you can.
Right.
Hmm.
And it's in plastic?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I had a buddy who was making runs out to West Texas. Well, West Texas, I mean from Houston, about by San Antonio. And this guy would buy like 30, 40 gallons, and he had a refrigerator just set up for milk. And in the unopened gallon plastic containers, it would stay in there 3 or 4 months, but he had it down to like 30, 40 degrees.
Really? And it kept that long?
Kept that long, I swear to God.
Huh? Well, I wouldn't doubt it. I think pasteurized milk has, I think pasteurized milk doesn't last as long as raw milk. I think it's just the opposite of what you think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As long as you don't open it.
I think that's correct.
Once you open it, then it starts, you know, degrading. But
I think so.
Because what I'm doing now, like I'll get a gallon or 2 gallons of goat milk, and I'll dump it, and I'll transfer it into 16-ounce, the PE1 plastic, like the Ozarka little bottles,
mm-hmm.
and I'll freeze that. So I'll let go get 2 gallons, fill up 16 bottles, freeze them, and goat milk, for those who are maybe listening, I'm preaching to the choir here, goat milk, when you thaw it out, it's the same as whenever you put it in, because those fat molecules are the medium-chain triglycerides, they break down easily. But if you freeze cow milk, it'll kind of get curdles and a little clumpy. Cow milk don't freeze as good. You can, but it's not like goat milk. Goat milk freezes. You'd never know the difference. Am I right?
Kind of, sort of. Well, the Ayurvedic purist, I don't want to burst your bubble, but they say that they say the freezing is, well, it's not terrible. It takes a lot of the prana out of the product, no matter what it is, fruit, vegetables, milk.
I was going to ask you about that because I didn't catch that part on that lady's show. She said they don't like freezing.
Well, she didn't say they don't like. She just said it's just not, you know, again, it's just a, you know what I mean? It's just a variance a little bit. And you lose some juice, energy when you freeze something. You just do.
Right.
So like with meat.
So that Ayurveda lady, you had her on twice, right?
Yeah, we like her. Yeah, I think she's cool.
Yeah. And she's not related to your Ayurvedic doctor out there.
No, not at all. Not at all. Mm-hmm. Not at all. And the main reason I did the cow thing, because I thought, well, you know, goats are kind of small and wiry, right? And I'm already small and wiry. I'd rather get, you know, I'm doing some weight things and chin-ups and push-ups and, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking the cow juice will help me build some muscles, and I've gained a couple pounds already, so I'm hoping I'm going to be able to continue with the cow milk, and because I think it helps. Well, look at the baby cows. I mean, they just drink this moo juice, and look how big they get. I mean, 6 months. Holy cow. And goats.
I've seen those pictures.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Like you're saying, just for the audience, I've seen those pictures online where they'll say the goat milk is more physiological, similar to human milk, because they show the picture of the baby cow, and then they show the cow, and they show how that cow drinking that cow milk grows 50 times the normal size. Then they show a goat, from a goat to a baby goat to a real goat, is more similar to a human in size. I didn't say that right, but
I get you. And I think it's been said over the years, it's probably accurate that when moms cannot nurse or don't want to, or whatever they do, that the raw goat's milk, if you boil it first and give it to baby, it's easier for a baby than the cow's milk. That's what I've heard for years and years. And whether it's true or not, I don't know, because I haven't had a child this lifetime. Yeah.
And I always heard that when you pasteurize it, it ruins the molecules, and that's where the allergies come from. And Ray Pete, as brilliant as he is, he says that's all poo-poo. That's what puzzles me.
That's right. He says it's poo-poo, and he probably has done more research on stuff. I mean, I trust. I think he's a pretty smart guy. You know, he just doesn't make this stuff up, and he may be right. I mean, after talking to him, I started with the pasteurized organic grass-fed milk, you know, from the hippie food store. I did fine on it. I don't really feel any difference with the raw milk after you boil it. I never felt any, difference.
Didn't feel achy?
No.
Didn't get no mucus build up like in your sinuses or nose or anything?
No mucus, no.
Because and mine might have been related to that candida, like I asked that Roby Mitchell about that nystatin diflucan. Because I was getting this cheesy smell in my nose and all that, you know?
Yeah.
And so
you might try a very simple thing you can do is try some of that black cumin seed oil. That's really, really potent for getting rid of some of the fungi and mungi.
Yeah, he didn't like the candida nystatin, but he's on Doug Kaufman's show, Know the Cause. Did you ever watch that?
No.
You have?
No.
No. It's a local Texan guy. He's the one who got that Know the Cause. It's all about fungus. And Roby Mitchell's on there a lot.
Oh, no, I don't know that.
Okay, so anyway, yeah, I got Andreas's.
Good. Yeah, take some of that. Take some of that every day if you think you got some of the fungi. It's good for you.
Did you ever get Andreas's black cumin?
Oh, yeah, I took some this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to start taking it every day just for fun, you know, just to see see if I experience anything. It's interesting. I don't know. You know, I don't have any candida. I don't have any fungi toes anymore or anything. So they all healed up.
The hydrogen knocked that out, huh?
No. They actually went before the hydrogen.
Now, that black cumin, I've taken it by the teaspoon.
Ooh.
Yeah. And it's kind of strong.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And take a swig of milk after that. That'll wash it down and mix good.
That's right. Yeah, that black cumin is hot, boy, especially Andreas says. I don't know if the other ones, I've never had the other ones, if they're as potent as his, but it's pretty powerful.
I can answer that because I've bought over-the-counter ones, good organic yeah. ones from vitamin stores, and when you look at their capsule, it's like a yellow liquid in there. When you look at Andreas's, it's like a dark black green.
Oh, it's
green
black
in there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think his process is probably, I don't know if anyone has as unique and clean and wonderful process as he does to do all these different oils.
That's his whole claim to fame, that
that's
low
it.
Heat on denatured or whatever.
And he also has a really interesting hemp CBD protein powder that I've been taking, and I really like it.
Oh, I didn't know he had a powder, because he had his Apex CBD oil on sale, because I talked to them, his company, and they had a fallout with the guy that was making it.
Oh.
Because, you know, it wasn't the label wasn't Andreas, it was Apex.
Oh.
So they had it on clearance for like 40% off his CBD.
Whoa. But isn't Andreas Apex? Isn't Andreas Apex?
What's that?
Isn't Andreas the same thing as the Apex company?
It was a subdivision or something. It was some guy he partnered up with on the West Coast up in Washington or Oregon, and it was labeled as Apex. So even though it was on his website, it was listed as Apex, not Andreas oil. It was kind of tricky.
I bought the Apex hemp powder, but I thought that was Andreas's company. It's not?
It is, but he was partner with another guy, and supposedly they had a fallout, and and I'll leave it at that. And then he's going to get out of that brand, and I guess what I heard was they're going to have it under his brand. Cause
Well, Andreas.
So I didn't know about the powder. What's up with the powder?
Oh, you mean, I don't know. I'm just start to try it. I seem to do good with it, and I'm just always, you know, I'm looking for more ways to get protein in without having to eat a steak every day, you know?
So this is a hemp powder.
It's a hemp powder, but it's high CBD, and it really tastes really good, and I think it's a nice product. I thought it was Andreas's. I think he designed it, or I think he actually makes it.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's his part of his company, but he was in with another guy,
gotcha,
so they had
gotcha.
A separate label.
Ah, gotcha.
Separate label.
Yeah. So, because I just went to the Apex site and bought some of the powder, yeah. Might be something, if you're looking for protein powder, to try. If you like protein powders.
Yeah, I'm trying to find something new. I mean,
why don't you try the hemp? See if it works for you. It's just Apex Hemp High CBD, and it tastes pretty good. I do it with like almond milk or whatever.
I just dumped out two bottles of One World Way because I'm guilty of stocking up when things are on sale, and then I got a vacuum machine, so I put that One World Way probably 2 years ago in some glass
bottles. But it should still be good, shouldn't it?
And
it's still good.
I could see it turned yellow because that was high. That was unprocessed. There was high fat content in there, which is good. So that fat must have went rancid.
So even when you sealed it up, it didn't. I mean, there's only so long these things are going to last.
Yeah. And One World Way, have you been doing any of that?
No, I just, you know, I don't do well with it. I don't know why. I think it's because at some point when you make whey, there's a fermentation process in it. And I just don't do well with fermentation stuff right now. But I used to do really good on the whey, and boy, just change, you know. But we have it on our store. It's called Green Meadow now. Green Meadow.
Ah.
Stephen changed the name.
Well, when I tested for it energy-wise, I didn't test good for it. And another guy I know, he didn't test good either. So I'm not saying that's everybody, but it didn't test good for me.
Well, it's a good product.
Everybody's doing all this pea protein now.
Yeah, and I'm not sure about that. Roy Peacher isn't a fan of it, and neither is Adam Bergstrom or Jennifer Daniels. So a lot of folks are not too crazy about the pea thing, but I don't know why exactly.
Now, we can always go back to the collagen, Janet Perry, the gelatin.
I think it's one of the easiest to digest. I do it pretty regularly. Ray Pete's a fan of it. Not that that matters, but Jennifer Daniels. I think it's really easy to digest, and it's grass-fed cows, and it's a nice way to get, you know, to get some protein. And, you know, what is it called? What's the brand name, Robert? Great Lakes.
Great Lakes.
Great Lakes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there's quite a few out there now. There's a Vital.
Oh, there's all kinds of them. Yeah, there's all kinds of them.
But what I cannot understand, and I go back to heat, and I hate to get hung up on that, but I'm just sharing you, like we're talking in a grocery store, pushing a cart around, you know.
Are we doing that? I didn't know we were doing it.
You cook meat, and it's good. But then you boil milk, and it's bad. And you take boiled fish oil, and it's bad. But you can eat salmon, and it's good.
No, no. Boiled milk is good.
I know.
Oh, you said it was bad.
But you know what I'm saying? They said, whoever they are, that it wasn't good, you know, boiling.
Oh, I see. Well,
because it messes up with the proteins. And
all foods are different, so it's, you know,
yeah.
All foods are different, and
you just can't paint them all with the same brush. There.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
And where I was going with that is, even though these are gelatins, I still can't digest. And I say that I didn't mean to be. I can't digest. What do you call that? That's a Freudian slip. It's like boiled cow hides.
Yeah, I don't want to think about how they make it. I just eat it, you know. I don't care. You
know. I know.
Yeah, you just... Something is just... Sometimes it's just too much information.
Yeah.
All right, kiddo, we're going to move on. Thanks for calling. Good to hear from you.
Hey, did you get a pair of those glasses from that kid yesterday?
Oh, I've had some... I've had some of those blue-blocking glasses for years, and I wear them at night if I watch a movie. I wear them.
I was just looking at his website, and man, his are like $100,
$200.
Just in a nutshell, what's the difference? Is he trademarking blue blockers?
They're no different.
A nicer frame. What's up with that?
It's just a fashion, nice frame, cool. Yeah, but if they work, if they work, you don't need to spend that much money.
But he was talking about making them in his garage and this and that. And I know he knows what he's doing. So was he making that, or is he having?
Well, Robert, you always get half the story, brother. We talked about it, and he started small, and then now he's having people make them, and he's doing really well. He's doing really well. Yeah, 20 years old.
Blue blocker was trademarked. You know,
No.
Blue blocker sunglasses.
No. I mean, the name might be, but you know, you can just get a certain. I think they're generally orange, but you can also get them now where they're clear, and you can just wear them all the time if you wanted, I guess. But if you want to wear glasses.
And you can see, you can wear them at night and still see and not be bumping into stuff?
Oh, yeah. It's just good to wear at night so you're not getting the blue light into your little melatonin thing and, you know, make it crazy in the middle of the night. But, you know, I've never really felt much difference either way, so I just do it for fun now when I think about it. I don't know. Some of this stuff, who knows, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying. All right, kiddo. Thanks a lot. We'll see you.
Right.
See you soon.
Okay, take care, bye.
Oh, I know. You know. Do you know what I mean? Did you know the DNA of the pearl and we humanoids are very similar? Did you know that?
The DNA that's responsible to create the pearl is very similar to how our human calcium metabolism is done. So it's very, very interesting. That's why the pearl is so good for our skins, for our bones, for even to rejuvenate our bone marrows, rejuvenate our bones, and rejuvenate our skins, and also nerve systems, you know, joints, all kind of muscles, and like eyesight, our eyes is a big muscle, basically, and also our heart. It's very good for the heart.
It's quite interesting that she mentioned the pearl works to build the bone marrow. And in Ayurveda medicine, they've often talked about the idea when you build the bone marrow is when you build beauty and longevity. Curious. Pearl, this is a great product. You can brush your teeth with it, and in my opinion, you'll see amazing results on your toothies. Really amazing. You can take it internally, mix it with face cream. Our link on One Radio Network goes to a two-pack where you get a great discount, but if you only want one to start, just click around and you get yourself one. Pearl Sim, click on the ad on front page, OneRadioNetwork.com. Previously with Dr. Mark Serkis, we were talking about the show with Dr. Thomas Cowan, who is mentioning sun and water equals energy.
One guy from MIT is a chemist, Dr. Daniel Nasseter. Mm-hmm. He agrees, and he basically says that he has these experiments. Sunlight turns water into energy. So his formula is sun plus water equals fuel.
Fuel.
And then we go, what is fuel? What is the fuel of life? What's the fuel of the universe? Hydrogen. What's the fuel that's going to save the human race if we last long enough to be around? It's hydrogen. Hydrogen is, you know, necessary for life, for us, plants, rockets, planes, well, not planes yet. Well, yes, flying cars, trains, and buses. They all exist already using hydrogen and cars.
And as you may know, what comes out of the tailpipe of these hydrogen vehicles is water. Hydrogen turns the body's dried up little morsels into water, hydrates them. You can get the AquaCure machine on OneRadioNetwork.com, created by George Wiseman. Incredibly safe, lifetime warranty, 1 year, no questions asked, money back warranty. If you don't like it, up to a year. Use promo code OneRadio, promo code OneRadio in our store, the Hydrogen AquaCure machine on OneRadioNetwork.com.
It's so important to make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Make just one heart to heart you. You sing to one smile that cheers you. One face that lights when it nears you. One girl, you're everything. If you win it, comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life to cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you found her, build your world around. Just one someone happy, and you will be happy too.
This is Open Phone Friday, 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Oh, Jimmy. Gotta love it. Boom, boom. Jimmy Durante. October 11. Another cool thing that Dr. Mitchell talked about yesterday, as the body temperature, you know, they have all these, you have a regular thermometer, the old classic mercury. You can still get those. You have to really search for them. They're hard to find. But those are the best ones. They work the best. The mercury thermometer. And if you put that in your mouthy, a good baseline, a good spot to be would be kind of normal, if you like to be normal, which who wants to be normal? 98.6, first thing in the morning, under your arm would be 97.6, because the arm is about a degree cooler. I think in the bum of the babies, I think it's pretty sure that's how they used to do it with their little babies. I think it's a little bit warmer than the actual body temperature. I'd have to research that, but I believe it's actually a degree warmer. Which, if true, could have been a real issue for moms taking their baby temperature in the bum, and it was actually a little bit warmer than the actual body temp. Adam may know that. Adam knows all this geeky stuff. And he often listens to Open Phone. Oh, I know he's there. He sent an email this morning, so I know he's listening. Hi, Adam. Hi. Hi, Vibrant Gal. Hello. Dr. Mitchell said, get yourself a laser temperature thing. He's a little better term than temperature thing. And shine it on your big toe, the bottom of your big toe. And he said it wants to be at least 90 degrees down there. And he said that's the best place to test to see if you're how happy Mr. Thyroid and Mrs. Thyroid is because of the extremities. People generally have cold hands and cold feet. If Mr. Thyroid is not doing its job. So, of course, being the experimental person I am, I bought one on Amazon for $16, $15.99. It's arriving by 9 p.m. Can you imagine that? I ordered it yesterday, $15.99, and it's arriving. I just looked on my orders, arriving by 9 p.m. tonight. How do they do that? Is it any wonder there's no retail stores left? They can't compete. Well, whatever. But this is called E-Tech City, E-T-E-K City, Laser Group, 774 non-contact digital laser infrared thermometer. Goes from minus 58 to high to 716. It's a little gun, very accurate. This one actually does some pretty far away distances too. For best accuracy, the distance between the thermometer and the object is about 14 inches. It's perfect for your toe. And it goes up to 716. We had one at Timpone's Market when we were making pizzas in the pizza oven. I think it went up to 1,000, and you could get that pizza oven sometimes at 800 degrees. The floor of the pizza oven, 800. And boy, I made our own dough, figured out a recipe that my grandma used to use, and we were getting Italian flour called Tipo OO flour. It's a high protein flour. And then you mix it up, and then you put little balls, and then they raise up, you know, they raise up like bread, and then you roll them out, and we did it all by hand, and man, they were good. I should have just opened a pizza shop instead of a whole natural market. I probably would have still been in business, and I wouldn't be here, I'd be making pizzas. No. Anyway, we had one there, and you could just, you know, 10 feet away, just shine it on the, and you know exactly how hot it was in there. But this is a pretty cool little thing if you wanted to get one, $15. And then you could look at your toes and see if you're, of course, you can probably feel if your toes are cold. You don't need a laser, but something fun to play with. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is Open Phone Friday, 888-663-6386. Email is patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Kevin writes in, he's in North Carolina. Hi, Kevin. Speaking of freezing fruits and vegetables and whatever, One World Way is cold processed and therefore supposed to be better than heating, and is advertised as not destroying the beneficial enzymes. And that's true. Stephen has talked about that, and that's the same one now that is Green Meadow Way in our store. Cold processed. So they somehow figured out how to do it without. I mean, frozen fruit is great. And it makes a lot of sense. I mean, where are you going to get a bunch of mangoes or these different fruits? And you can go to Whole Foods or Costco and get some organic fruit. Really nice price. I just don't like those big bags. I'd rather have smaller bags. Costco, they think you got 12 kids, you know, if you go to Costco. Good morning. Hello?
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you doing, Patrick?
Hi, who's this?
This is Matt from Florida.
Down, deep down in alligator country.
Yep.
Speak up a little bit, Matt. Speak up.
Okay. How's that?
Well, kind of, sort of. Cell phone, right?
Yeah.
You know what I told you about those cell phones, Matt, but you don't listen, right?
I know. I got another dirty topic I want to talk about.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I'm curious about health insurance and what people that basically work for themselves get for health insurance and how much that costs. And I remember a few years ago, you had somebody on that had, it was an alternative to health insurance, and it almost seemed too good to be true. But anyway, just as I venture more towards working for myself, I still don't want to go without some kind of catastrophic health insurance, you know, if I get hit by a car.
Right, right, yeah.
I don't use it now, but it's like, I feel like it's a necessity or a...
Well, it's always, you know, I don't have it myself. I have, whatever, Medicare, right? Because I'm over 65 revs, but so that would take care of me if, you know, if you get hit by a flying bus or something, you know. flying bus, can you imagine? Or an elephant sits on you. You never know, you know. But, you know, it's a good question. I think, can't you get catastrophic pretty reasonable? How many revolutions are you, Matt?
Like 45.
How many?
45.
45 revs? Yeah, I think you can get catastrophic pretty reasonable. I would Google around and see what companies just offering catastrophic. In other words, no doctors, none of that stuff. Just if you would have to spend time in a hospital, you could be covered and you wouldn't go, you know, you wouldn't lose your house, you know.
Yeah. Every time I go to look for that, they, you know, you have to sign up for it, and I spend the next 2 days trying to cancel everything because all these health insurers are calling to give me quotes. It's just like, I just want a quote to know how much it is.
It
turns into a racket.
Yeah. It is. It's a tough world. Have you not found a company that you could just call and talk to somebody?
Yeah. It's funny. I guess I was looking online, but yeah, I wouldn't even know who to call. Like, it's not like I guess I could call my car insurance guy and see if he knew somebody that...
Well, I mean, you could do some of the big guys and just see what they've got, Humana or Blue Cross or, I don't know. What about just Obamacare? Can you go on and do that process and see what's there? It's such a mess. It's a mess. I don't know.
Yeah, it is. That's a good word for it. It's just like...
Just a mess.
And all these people that smoke, drink, and not take care of themselves, and I never use it.
Right. To your other point, there's a lot of them. What do they call them? You know, Dr. Michael Haley, the man that makes our Aloe. He's involved with one that's pretty cool. And there's more and more of these cropping up. And that's where you just pay so much. I don't know how it works exactly. But whenever it happens, you get it taken care of.
Yeah, that you interviewed him about that.
That's right. We have a whole show on that. So let's go on my search engine right now.
Yeah, curious what the...
Yeah, I would listen to that show. I forget... I don't recall what they call those things. What do they call them? Lots of them are involved with a different, like Christian and all that, but that's cool. You know, they're good. They're good people. That's fine. They're going to do the right thing. So I think it's Michael Haley. Let's do our search engine, see if we can find the one. Yeah, this one, it's March 15th, 2018.
Okay.
Healthcare sharing. Yeah. Oh, it's healthcare sharing. That's what it's called. Healthcare sharing.
I'd be curious to hear anybody who's gotten on that. And it's I love the idea of it, and it seems great, and it seems like it works. And to be honest, it probably, even when I do go to the, or my wife goes to the doctor, it's like half the time, half of it's not even covered anyway. So I have insurance, but it's like, end up paying for it anyways. But yeah, there's just some weird fear thing with that. Not wanting to have go without health insurance, and then it just opens up that can of worms. So I have to listen to that and maybe give them a call. And
yeah, I would listen to that. But he's a really good man, and you know, I would certainly trust what he's saying there. And they're called healthcare sharing plans, and also a lot of car insurance places you can pay a little extra each month. It's not a lot, but you can get some extra insurance if you get into an accident for a hospital. You know, that's something you might, you know, look at as well.
Yeah, check it out. Yeah, I was just curious about that.
What else?
Still there?
Yeah. What else?
Well, I don't know. That's the only thing I had to what I was curious about. I'm not even sure what you're talking about before that. I didn't have a chance to listen, but.
That's okay. It doesn't matter.